In 2019, a research was approved in Japan to produce organs through human-animal hybrid embryos via stem cell research. This research caused some debate whether or not this was ethical, as originally, the research was banned in Japan, but was later changed and issued guidelines to allow the practice. I speak to Associate Professor Christopher Killian from UNSW, who is also an expert in stem cell research, to discuss the benefits and ethics of such project.
For several decades now, people have done this sort of stem cell research in many ways just to study early development. And so, you know, we can't really look at how embryonic stem cells that are really the initial stage of the formation of the human organism, how they develop in human tissue. And so an alternative approach is to put these embryonic or pluripotent stem cells into an animal species and then watch them develop in that particular context. And so there's a lot of fundamental questions that can be probed with how development progresses, and this might be useful for understanding genetic diseases and pathogenesis during development. And so that's the first aspect of it. The second one that I think has been more contentious lately is the potential that we could take these pluripotent stem cells and put them into an early stage embryo of an animal, and thereby, after following the development, if you do the right genetic engineering techniques that are being developed, then you have the potential that a human organ can grow in the animal species. And so this opens up a lot of provocative possibilities for having a culture environment where you can grow a patient's organ within the animal, and thereby you could combat things like organ shortages. And so, you know, there's many thousands of people that die each year because they don't have any organs for transplants. And so the potential to utilize an animal host to grow a patient's organ using cells from that particular person has a lot of great potential.
Would the organs produced from these embryos, would they be compatible with a human body?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, currently, no. The way that the technology is at this time, what this group in Japan did is that they demonstrated that they could do this between mouse and rat. And so that was their first demonstration. And arguably, the similarities between a mouse and a rat are much closer than if you compare, for instance, a rat and a human or a pig and a human. You know, I feel that, you know, if this research proceeds over the next couple decades, that we will get to a point where these organs will be able to mature and function within these animals. And really, you can kind of think of it as the animal being an incubator where it can grow these organs up. And why this is important is because all of the laboratory techniques that we have in our advanced sciences and engineering, we cannot grow these complex organs outside of a body. And so the animal essentially serves as an incubator. And using some clever genetic techniques, there's ways that you can facilitate this process of growing the organ in the right environment.
This is just one of my concerns, and probably for many others as well. If you're going to just treat these animals like incubators for organs, wouldn't this count as animal abuse in one way or another?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the major ethical concerns. I mean, I think there's concerns on both, you know, the long-term prospects of the technique and how it might lead to humanization of animals. But, I mean, at the forefront, utilizing animals in these laboratory settings has a lot of negative aspects to it. But I think, you know, at the same time, many will argue that this is the current state for animal testing in general. So animals are widely used to test therapeutics for drug development. And, you know, I suppose one side of this debate would argue that this is the same way, and you have to do the cost-benefit analysis on whether or not, you know, the improvement in human health and the savings of lives, of human lives, outweighs the consequences of the animals being tested.
So there has been discussion on social media when the article was released. A few people mentioned, and a few news outlets as well, they mentioned about this could lead to scientists playing God and that this could be abused in one way or another. What is your opinion for when it comes to those comments, those criticisms, at least, when it comes to this research?
It's an important point. I'm not sure if I'm ready to weigh in with my opinion on it, because I think that there's good arguments on both sides. But I will say that there are somewhat difficult aspects to this. And the idea of playing God, I think at the center of this is this idea that, you know, if you're taking cells that have the potential to become a being, then you're putting them into an animal, then there's the potential for integration of these things. And so I think one of the major concerns that has really showed itself in social media and other outlets is that these cells might be able to, in certain contexts, get into a place like the brain. And then if they could integrate in there, would the animal then start to develop behavioral or cognitive aspects that are currently restricted to human beings? On the other side of this debate, I think where I side more closely is, if we're careful and we understand that what we're doing is fundamental research to aid an increase in human health, then we can design the experiments such that that's an impossibility. And currently, the way that they do this technique, that there is slim to no chance that the cells are going to be able to get to an organ like the brain and lead to some sort of cognitive development. But it is a concern, and so I think there needs to be lots of oversight, and we need to get the bioethicists involved to ensure that, you know, the public belief and the things that are important to the people are reflected in the practice. And, you know, we need to maintain the trust in the scientific enterprise. And so moving forward with this research, I think there's some arguments for why we should do it, but I also think that it's very important that we control these experiments effectively.
Let's say for some reason, like in a few years' time, I wouldn't say now, let's say like decades on, they did create that a human-animal hybrid. I would just like to know your opinions on that, just a general opinion about the possibility of the first creation of a human-animal hybrid that's able to live in society, either in the animal kingdom or in human society. What are your opinions of that being a possibility, if it does happen in like years in the future?
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, I think it could, you know, I'm an avid reader of science fiction. And, you know, there's many examples. People have been thinking about these possibilities for a long time now. And you could imagine a situation where, you know, there could be merging of traits from animals and humans. Personally, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that, you know, we're going to get to that level where we're going to have a desire to do such a thing. I think that, you know, we've got enough problems in human society to not want to go that route. And to be honest, I work in synthetic tissue engineering, and so we use stem cells, and we try to do this in the lab. And so what we're trying to do in my research is actually build synthetic organs in the laboratory where we don't have to involve animals at all. And I personally believe that's really the direction we're going to go, and that we're going to get to a place where we can do that, where we can design biomaterials that emulate the physical and chemical attributes of an in vivo, in a body system, such that we could then use stem cells in that context to make an organ in a dish, for instance, in a bioreactor. And so I think we'll get there before we have to worry too much about some of these concerns associated with animal-human hybrids.
Yeah, because this research is like, it's a question of morality and playing God. And for some people, there are weird science fiction fantasies coming to life.
I mean, it's getting close, right? And
I know.
Think when you hear people talking about some of these concerns about, you know, the animal developing cognition and, you know, human-like brain structures during development, it can be pretty scary because you never know. It could happen.
That was Associate Professor Christopher Killian from UNSW chatting to us about the ethics of using animals in stem cell research.